Welcome to Sunday Stillness, a few minutes each week to meditate on one idea that will bring us closer to who we want to become. It is the end of March, and as much as I would like to feel like I'm moving forward, moving on, have grown and evolved, my body remembers what it was like this time 4 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic. In these first few weeks when we were home, we were scared, the future was uncertain, things were canceled. It felt like the Twilight Zone. It felt like a bad movie. It felt so unbelievable to anything that we had known in our entire lifetime that I think we're still recovering. I know we're still recovering in many ways. And so, because I like to mark anniversaries, and because I think our body and spirit remembers even if we push it away, I wanted to take this Sunday stillness to bring up an exercise that maybe will help us continue to heal, help us continue to move on, and also remember our own history. Because one of the things that I really emphasized in this time, as we got into April and then into May of the pandemic 4 years ago, one of the things that I talked about online a lot at the time was that we needed to be writing our own history, that we cannot always trust that the historians or the journalists or even other people's memoirs, the memoirists, that they will capture what it was like for us, that we will be represented in the way we talk about this piece of history. And so I really encouraged people back then to take a lot of notes, whether that's in true journal format or even just jotting down little things in your planner on pieces of paper. It didn't have to be a formal thing, although for, you know, history's sake or keepsake reasons, it was nice if you had a dedicated notebook or planner or something where you were writing these things down. But also taking pictures, sharing online, it really felt urgent to me to make sure that we were writing all of this down. And not just for the history books, but for our own sake, to get it out of our head, to get all our fears out onto the page, to sort of document what was happening for all kinds of reasons. I felt really strongly about it then and now, because I think this is sort of the thing that gets lost when we're just surviving something, when we're just white-knuckling something, is that we don't write things down because that's not a priority, or because sometimes writing it down makes it feel really real. You know, when we see it in our own handwriting especially, it's something that becomes undeniable. And so, whether you were listening to me back then and maybe heeding my urgent advice to write things down, or if you didn't, it's never too late to write down what you remember about a time. It's not going to be the same as doing it in real time, but I promise you remember more today than you will next year and the year after and 10 years and 20 years in the future. So jotting down a few thoughts now is still very useful. It's sort of honoring of that time. We're not honoring the pandemic. We're honoring ourselves and our neighbors and our communities and our resiliency. And I really think that using anniversaries, using birthdays or milestone moments as a time to sit down and remember what we remember can just be such a good practice. So obviously today I am pointing towards 4 years ago, the beginning of the pandemic, because that's what's on my mind. But you can do this for all kinds of things in your life that you feel like you want to remember in some, you know, concerted effort way. It's the easiest journal prompt to just start with, I remember. And then just start writing and go with your gut on whether you just make a list. You can make a bullet point list. You can write beautiful sentences. You can write messy sentences. The effort here is not being graded. No one is going to necessarily read this. You don't have to have that in your mind as it being a document for future ancestors. If you want to, think of it as true documentation in the way that I spoke about writing our own history. That still can be done in list form or in just our own voice. It doesn't need to be formal in any way. I generally start with a list, and then usually one or two things on the list will kind of prompt me to maybe write a few paragraphs about that particular thing. But just starting with the prompt, I remember, and letting whatever comes out flow onto the page. Really try hard not to get caught up in the logistics of it. Like, you might have something really deep and meaningful, and then the next thing that you write might be sort of silly and surface. And that is really okay. Like, you don't need to have it organized in a way like it's a personal essay or like it's ranked most serious to less serious. Or, I mean, you don't need to worry about any of that. Just get it down, and certain things will jump out at you. Things that you haven't thought about in a long time, things that you realize you haven't healed from, things that you realize you have, things that you want to explore a little bit more, things you've been avoiding, things you're glad you finally wrote it down, because maybe before this very moment, it was too hard to write it down. It was too much. You didn't want to see it in your own handwriting. And I keep saying handwriting because, of course, you can always do this on your phone, on your laptop. But in the way that I always talk about journaling, I know that there is something different about writing it with your hand. It's not about handwriting, like penmanship. There is something, I don't know if you want to call it spiritual. There's actually some science behind it too, but I'm not qualified enough to speak to the science of it. I know there is something sort of spiritual that happens when you are forced to do it with your hand. Your handwriting is slower than your typing, most likely. And so it sort of slows your brain down. And there is something sort of connective about seeing your own handwriting. We recognize our own handwriting, you know, like we recognize ourselves in the mirror in some ways. And so it feels different. It hits different. And so the prompt here is just, I remember. And what I'm focusing on is the pandemic, because there are already things, of course, it's been 4 years. There are already things that I have forgotten or that have faded away. So I want to stick to what I do remember, what has risen to the surface, what has remained, and sort of look at those things, turn them around in my head and in my heart, and let myself honor this moment so that I can move into the next month sort of fresh, sort of let my body relax into it. And if the anniversary of the pandemic isn't something that resonates with you as something that you want to write about, then just take the prompt, I remember, and think about something that you have been meaning to write down, that you have been meaning to capture, or that has been on your mind. You can write about a person or an event. You can write about a season. You can write about yourself or someone else. Just take this prompt, I remember. You can do this whenever you need to and get it out onto the page and see if what you think you remember, like what seems top of mind on the topic you're writing about, is what really emerges as you go down the page, or if there is something that has been aching to bubble forth, that has been deep inside you that wanted to come out. See if that happens. And if it doesn't, just respect what's on the page. Respect your memory. Respect what has remained of whatever it is that you're writing about. March came in like a lion. I'm not sure if it's going out like a lamb, but it is, in fact, going out. We are entering April this week. True spring is upon us. I hope that you have some space in your day today for a little bit of stillness.